Blog Talk Radio.
Alisa Gomez Taylor right there. Wow, what a beautiful, beautiful remix, beautiful song. And thank you, Alisa. It was nice talking to you earlier too. But what a sweet lady. And you got to go and support Alisa Gomez Taylor. You can look her up on Facebook, and I'm quite sure she's all over the place, Spotify and everything. But, you know, support our indie artists. We need to love on them and support them as they are doing what they love to do. And, man, it's so good. You know, you could hear it in her spirit that she really loves to do what she does. So thank you, dear. Thank you so much for blessing us here on Solar Records Radio. I want to give a shout-out to all of our listeners. Much love to all you guys. I hope you are blessed and good, and God has blessed you and kept you. And also to my brother, Greg, one of our associate producers is not feeling so well. So, you know, Greg, you're in our prayers, and we pray that you feel better and you'll be back again real soon. And all you guys out there, you know, just be safe and careful, because you know, we have this variance going around that's really all of a sudden the numbers just shot up. And so in some places it's going down, but in others it's going up. So we all have to be careful and just take care of ourselves and not depend on other people to do that for us. We just have to, if people don't want to mask up, you know, just make sure you're covered up and stuff. And because, you know, we just, my son, his boss, he just lost his boss behind it. So I feel it's so close, you know, and so, you know, it can happen to anyone at any time. So please, guys, take care of yourselves and hang in there and trust God in this and trust yourselves to do the right thing for you and your families. All right. So anyway, thank you so much for tuning in today to Indie Jazz Day on Solar Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr., your host for the day. And D.A. Williams is going to come in and co-host with me or host with me as we will be interviewing Steve Arrington. Y'all remember Steve Arrington, right? Oh, my goodness gracious. So I want you guys to... you know, it's the drummer. This is drummer's love. You know, D.A.'s a drummer. Steve Arrington's a drummer. And I'm a drummer. But the only difference is Steve can sing. That's a big difference there. Right? So I want to get right to it real quick because I think that it's, you know, the anticipation will drive you crazy. So, you know what? Let's go ahead on and let me show you where Steve came from with Slave on Solar Records Radio. All right, man, oh man, what an incredible voice, this Steve Arrington. Welcome to the show, my brother. And I want you to, what's the deal with what is happening or what's been happening in Ohio? What's going on in Dayton and all those places?
So, yeah, that's how I got started in the game. I came up through Dayton in the talent show era. Got all the bands, went out as soon as I graduated, went out to San Francisco. And it's something about that. There are a lot of Dayton bands who went out to the West Coast. Platypus, another band from Dayton, who had a record or two out. Vesta Williams went out to L.A. Lakeside went out to L.A. And I went to San Francisco and got immediately plugged in with the Escovedo family.
Wow. You got some history there, my brother.
Yeah, you know, it's real cool.
Hey, well, listen, Steve, what I want to do is, this is Wardell, man. And what I want to do, I'm going to back up just for a tad, and we're going to take it from the beginning, like D.A. said. We're going to work all the way up to where you are right now. But
okay.
What I want to know from you is how did it all start for you? How did you even know that you were going to, I mean, you're a drummer-singer, so that's a good combination because we've been hearing that from Jeffrey Osborne, who we had on,
yeah.
And he's a drummer-singer. And D.A., who else was that we had on that was a drummer-singer?
It's probably been a few. I don't remember offhand, but
hey, Marvin
Gaye
was a drummer-singer.
Right, we know Leon. Also, what's his name? Lionel Richie was a drummer-singer. So,
mm-hmm.
Hey, man, so many. So just tell us your story, man.
Well, basically, man, I just remember my mother and them having parties, you know, and I loved music. I used to watch the labels on the records, and they played a game. They noticed I would just stare at the records. Now, I couldn't read the titles. When they had their parties, when they wanted to freak out my aunts and uncles and their friends, they would tell me the name of a song, and I would know it by the label. So I would put the records on, and they would, you know, have me dancing and whatnot. I just loved music from the jump, and I would play on pots and pans, you know, with little sticks, whatever I had around the house, until my grandparents bought me my first drum set. And I started playing around the age of seven. And I joined my brother's band called the Soul Agents. I was a little percussion cat. I was a little guy in the band. They were in high school. And, you know, all I can remember is my love for drums. I remember the first tune that I really thought I really wanted to learn and get down with was James Brown, Cold Sweat.
Mm-hmm.
When I came up, you had to have your Cold Sweat beat together. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So Brown was the first situation for me where I felt like, yo, man, I got to get my drum thing together. And what a way to start, because Brown had some of the best drumming to this day of all time.
Yep.
I mean, Clyde Stubblefield and on and on. Jabbo. So that was how I first got into it, was listening to Brown records. Eventually got me a Slingerland drum set. And, hey, man, I took off from there and started looking at a lot of the older guys that, like I said, my brother had a band and watching them in the basement. That's how I got started.
Okay, and then when you started merging into the professional realm, how did that happen for you?
Well, basically, there was a venue in Dayton called the Lakeview Palladium, and all the acts that came into town would go to that venue. And I played with a local band called the So Illusions and Eluders, which was basically a band backing up a singing group. And we were doing cover songs. But the cool thing about it, we always did the opening act for all the bands that came into town, like Spider Turner, Emma Franklin, the Five Stair Steps, Jerry Butler, Joe Tex. We would always be the opening band. And so I would see all these hot drummers and performers And I was in the eighth grade at the time. And so, man, I'd come back to school, man, and I had they had just seen me at the show. I mean, I had mad juice when I was in, you know, junior high, in eighth grade, you know what I mean? And so, you know, I had mad love. And so a lot of the older musicians really started to, you know, take a liking to me. And so a lot of them started to show me things. And so I started end up being on, like I said, a lot of these talent shows and battle of the bands with guys at that time, Lakeside, Catch from Sun. And I was kind of like the young cat, the young drummer in the group. And they, you know, they showed me a lot. I came up through that. Soon as I graduated from high school, like I said, Lakeside had went to California. Platypus had went to California. All of those guys were 4 to 5 years older than me. And so, you know, to continue on in that legacy, I felt that, you know, when I got to that place to graduate, I was going to go to California as well. So, you know, the Dayton scene, let me tell you, the talent shows and the Battle of Bands were so serious. They'd be backed up. People would be backed up lines back around corners. It was like going to major shows. And you see, eventually, all these bands end up being professional bands out of Dayton and hitting the charts, and none of them sounded alike. Everybody was totally different. So that's how I came up through the ranks, and then, like I said, went out to San Francisco.
Man, I was just listening. I'm sitting here and I'm thinking how that story that you just told about, you know, how you came up, you were influenced by, you know, James Brown and the Joe Texas, all of these guys who really had good musicians, and were basically mentored in the industry. And I'm sitting here and I'm thinking how many young artists kind of don't get that nowadays. You know, they don't have the opportunity. You know, you had the Lakeside Palladium here. We had the Uptown Theater in Philadelphia. You know, there was the Apollo in New York and all across the country. You know, there were these great venues, you know, that groups would come into. And those of us who were coming up in music at that time had the opportunity, you know, to sit and watch these tremendous musicians to get that inspiration. And it's so lacking today in so much of our music, you know. So, but that's a whole nother conversation there. But now, do you know, let me ask you a question. Do you know Robert Neal, Bip, with
Fazo?
Yeah, he was
I know the cats from Fazo, but his name, he probably had a nickname.
His nickname was Bip.
Yeah, Bip. Absolutely. I knew it was a nickname up in there somewhere. Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, all those cats. As a matter of fact, the drummer with Fazo who did all those tracks, Riding High, all those joints was the drummer that played on Weak in the Knees, the track you just played, Roger Parker.
Oh, really? Wow, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Dodge played drums on Weak in the Knees, absolutely, which was the drummer with Fazo. Toe Jam, Breaking the Funk, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Riding High,
that's
Riding High, yep.
Go ahead.
No, I want to know. I'm getting ready to move. I want to know how he got with Slave. That's what I'm trying to get to. How did you hook up with Slave?
Well, when we were on the local scene, there was a band that we had together after I left my brother. See, I started out playing with a lot of older musicians, right? Then what I did, I started playing with the younger musicians that were coming up behind me. And so we had a group called Young Mystics. And in that group was Mark Adams, the bass player of Slave, Floyd Miller, the trombone player of Slave, Tom Lockett, the saxophone player. And also in school at Roth High School, where we all went to school, Mark Hicks, was there, and Danny Webster. Now, we're talking about five members that were in Slave. Now, three of us were in bands together. But the other two, we used to be in sixth period, which was our music class. And I remember Mark Adams, Danny Webster, and Drat. What we would do, we would all go into this room in sixth period, towards the end of the period when they said we had a little time to ourselves, and we would all sit up there and jam Graham Central Station. Because at that time, all the bass players and the guitar players was trying to get the Larry Graham together, and they was trying to get their Freddie Stone together from Sly. That was really hot at that time, and we would be back there. And then for me at that time as a drummer, I hadn't moved now into another genre. Still was in my funk mode, but I had started to get into this fusion thing. So my whole thing was about Billy Cobham at that time. I had just started moving into fusion. Mm. So we'd be back there again, just getting our thing together, playing, and then eventually what happened, I went to San Francisco, Mark, Floyd, Drac, Danny, they went to, at Lockett, they went to, well, what happened, Stevie Washington, who was the original leader of Slave, came down to Dayton. He was the nephew of Pee-wee of the Ohio Players. And he would go on the road with them doing their roadie thing, and he would sometimes play trumpet. He came to Dayton. He and Drac wanted to start a new band. Now, I had left and gone to California, right? They joined together, the guys that were with the Young Mystics, and then brought Danny and Drac, who all of us used to jam together. They formed Slave. Boom. They hit with Slide. Now, check this out. I'm in San Francisco. I'm listening to the radio. Now, I'm playing with the Escovedos. And with that band, mind you, with that 17-piece salsa band, this was an all-star band, because Billy Cobham was the drummer of that band. He left that band, and I joined. Now, here's my hero, and I'm following Billy on drums. Oh, my goodness. You feel me? The featured guitar player on that tour was Carlos Santana. So you had all these people who left their bands to join this tour with the Escovedos. Oh, it was amazing. But getting back to the Slave hookup, I did a tour with the Escovedos. The original drummer, who used to be the drummer in my brother's band that I used to listen to when I used to sit on the stairs in our basement, Tim Dozier, also known as Tiny.
Okay.
He left the group. I then was called because Slave came out to California. Gave me a call and said, hey, man, what's going on? And I said, hey, I'm out here with the Escovedos doing my thing. The tour's about to wind down. And they said, hey, man, we're thinking about making a drum change, man. This was Mark Adams, the bass player. He says, hey, man, why don't you come back to Ohio and join the band? And so I did, which rehearsals then at that time, they moved to New Jersey, where Stevie Washington was from, East Orange particularly. And I went up to Jersey, joined the band, and boom. First thing we did, I remember, we started kicking, boom, and we started doing stellar funk right off the top. It was an awesome thing because Adams and I, some of the band members, we had already played together. So there was a chemistry that we already had because we had played together before. Now, here's a funny story about this. I'm on the plane. I get off. I bring my drum set, right? I open up my cases, man. I'm excited, getting ready to join Slave. I just played this salsa music. Now I'm getting ready to do this funk, get back into this funk. Open my bass drum case, and it was split right down the seam. I pulled it out of the case, and it was split wide open right down the seam. I said, But the good thing, Tiny was still in the band. He hadn't left yet. He had given his notice. And so I was able to play on his drums, but I was a little disappointed when they was like, yeah, man, let's get it cracking. And I pulled my bass drum out, and it had split up the scene. Yeah, so I'm like, oh, okay. But, yeah, that's how we got started.
Wow. That's a story, man. How did you go from being the drummer up to the lead vocalist?
Well, actually, it was I got hired to be exclusively the drummer. Singing really wasn't in the package. But what I did do in between, before I actually went out to California, well, actually, I went out to California once, came back and joined a lounge band called the Murphys out of Toledo. The bass player, Clifford Murphy, played with everybody, Ellington, Count Basie. He was part of the house band of Baker's, a great Detroit venue for jazz. And everybody came through there. He had a lounge act that was doing a lot of Vegas-type music and also jazz. He also did some pop things, but, you know, they were pop music that sort of had a jazz sort of feel to it. So I did that for a while and started touring with the Murphys. And, again, like I said, went back to California. That's when I hooked up with the Escovedos, came back to Dayton. We did the Stellar Funk album. And like I said, that was the first song that I had did with Slave. And it's the only song on the concept album that I'm playing drums on. Tim Dozier is playing drums on the rest of the album, and I'm playing percussion because then I got turned on as my mentor, Coke Escovedo, and then Pete and Sheila, being around them, I started getting into congas and in timbales, which in the Midwest now, Latin music and Spanish presence is all around the country. But at that time, it was only on the East Coast and the West Coast where you found a lot of Latin brothers and sisters. In the Midwest, you didn't hear the music, nor did you see the brothers and sisters who had moved into the Midwest yet. So when I came back from California playing Latin percussion, I was unique in that way at that time. So we're in the studio, right? We're doing the Just a Touch of Love record. Now, I'd done the first album, The Concept, and I did a vocal on that album, Coming Soon. I did a bridge. Come inside my love cabin. That was the first line of the bridge to Coming Soon. And they was feeling what I was doing, but Slave was sort of like a group like Lakeside, even more like the Temptations, where they had a different verses, different people would sing. If you listen to Slide, okay, you had different singers on Slide. So, but Danny Webster was the primary singer. Long story short about it, we're in the studio doing the Just a Touch of Love album with the track Just a Touch of Love. Danny left the studio for 2 weeks. We didn't know what happened to him, where he went. He just disappeared. Well, it turns out we found out later he had to go back to Dayton. There were some things going on back there that he had to straighten out. But we didn't know at the time what was going on, and we had the track done, but we were working on the vocals. And he was going to be the primary vocalist for that song, we thought. So we're all just sitting around. At that time, now remember, Kurt Jones, who went to Aura with Stevie Washington when he left the band before I did, and Starlina Young, who we called Star, who is now married to JT of Kool & the Gang, they were also in the band, and they came Star came a little before I did, and Kurt Jones came a little after I did. So there was three new vocalists in the band who still, primarily me, was about being a drummer. So Danny's gone. We're sitting there, just sitting, wasting hours in the studio, wasting money. And so Jimmy Douglas, who was the producer of Slave at that time, who's gone on to do a lot of engineering on a lot of stuff with Timberlin, and did some Aaliyah records and so on and so forth. But here we go. He says, listen, guys, somebody go to the mic and sing something because Danny's gone and let's just figure out, because we felt the track was a hit. So everyone goes to the mic and they tell me to go up last because, you know, I was the drummer. Kurt and Star were singers. So, you know, they were going to get first crack at it. I wasn't even looking to get a crack at it. So I'm at the mic. He said, you try something, Steve. I said, oh, okay. I'm like, he's like, yo, man, hold up. Do that again. I'm like, yeah. I didn't have any words, right? I'm just at the mic coming up with something. they're like, yo, man, that melody is, wait a minute, man, that's different. That's different. I'm like, yo, you feeling that? He said, man, hey, man, go to the hotel. Come back tomorrow. Give us some words, and let's see where that's going to go. Make me shine just a little bit. So I'm going into that whole thing, right? And they're like, yo, man, that's different. And they was deciding whether it was too different or not. They was like, we like it, but it's not anything like what we was doing before. We're going with it. And so we did the song. Danny came back, like I said, about 2 weeks later. He was like, he was feeling it. He did the bridge section to it. And the next thing I know, we turned it into Atlantic. And there's like, yo, man, that's the Slayer. That's the new sound. They dropped it to Touch of Love. And the next thing I know, I'm singing lead. And at first I was singing from the drums. And then they say, hey, man, you got to come out front. And that's when we got Roger Parker, who was playing with Faith, used to play with Faith-O, to be the drummer at that time with Slave. And then he went on to be with Steve Arrington's Hall of Fame. But it was purely by accident that I became the primary lead vocalist. And then, now here's a great story. If you want me to continue with this round right here, if you want me to continue. Okay.
Oh, by all means.
We did that album. Boom. It blew up, man. And I'm singing lead. I'm going, whoa, man, I didn't see this coming nowhere in life. You feel me? I mean, I was the drummer guy. I was cool with that. Next thing I know, I'm singing lead. I'm like, man, so how do you do this? So I'm watching Charlie Wilson. I'm like, I'm going to do what Charlie Wilson does. I'm talking about performing because okay. I didn't know how to front a band. You know, I was always the drummer. I'm watching, okay, Charlie right. Wilson and JP, and I'm watching all these cats we're on the road with. But here's when you were talking about when DJs had power. We did this next record, which was the Stone Jam album, with the first single, and people don't know this, the first single. Now, we were in an interesting place because Slay first came out, boom, Slide, right? That was a huge hit. Then we come back three albums later, it was the fourth album. We come back with a new sound with Just a Touch of Love. Now, Atlantic doesn't know, do we continue with this new sound or do we continue with Slide, the first thing we did. So the first track off of that Stone Jam album was Sizzling Hot, which was reminiscent of the Slide era, okay? Now, check this out, talking about DJs with power. Frankie Crocker, the great DJ at BLS in New York, said, I'm not playing Sizzling Hot. I'm going to play Watching You.
Wow.
Sizzling Hot had been out 2 weeks. Frankie wouldn't play it. And at that time, he was the biggest DJ in the world.
That's right.
He said, I'm going on Watching You. He had so much power. The rest of the country was saying, well, whatever Frankie says is the hit, we're going on that. Atlantic had to pull Sizzling Hot. That was out there 2 weeks. And went on Watching You, and the country went on Watching You because Frankie broke that record and went against Atlantic and said, that's not the single. This is the single. And he was right because along with Sly for Slave, Watching You was the next really big, along with Just a Touch, but Watching You even more, I'd say, is the big signature song for the Slave catalog along with Sly.
Yeah,
and that was
true.
Totally a DJ-driven record because Frankie Crocker said, I'm going to go on Watching You to continue the sound that was started with Just a Touch of Love.
That's powerful. That is so powerful. And that's what I'm talking about, you know, because I hear that story a lot. You know, hearing about the older DJ that said, well, you know, the company would send us a song, man, and tell us to play the A side. We flip it over and play the B side and break it. You know, they play based on their ear, you know, and that's a powerful story. You going from drummer to front man.
my.
Yeah, that's what we fun playing drums on them joints, man. I ain't going to tell you no lie.
Would say that again?
That's what we used to play on the dark radio.
I said I had big fun playing drums on them joints, man. I was just listening to them songs, and I was like, man, I was having big fun playing drums on them joints, man.
Man, and you sing lead as well?
Yeah, well, you know, yeah, when I first started singing and playing, it was I would sing from the drums. And then we got Roger Parker to play drums live, but I still played the drums in the studio on the records. He did play
wow.
drums on one track, Spice of My Life. He played drums on that joint.
Man, I am so excited for you. That must have been a wonderful combination. Lord, have mercy.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, coming from a 17-piece salsa band that was touring with Willie Bobo and Eddie Palmieri and Mongo Santa Maria, to come from that and then join the mighty funk band Slave, and then we just laid down some straight-up funk. Man, it was a wonderful thing to step between those two worlds.
Man, you know, I mean, just coming from the world that I came from, and just, you know, and then when you guys came out, that and really for me, it stood out when you became the lead singer. It was just a whole nother sound. And that's not to say anything negative about anybody else, but what you brought to the table was just such a unique sound. I mean, I could listen to some of the songs that you did, and they didn't even have to have harmonies in the choruses. And most of the songs had backgrounds and harmonies in the chorus. Well, when you were singing it, you knew it was the hook when the hook came with just a single vocal. And that shows how powerful your melodies were. So it was, man, you did an incredible job, man. Congratulations, my brother.
Thank you so much. That means a lot, man. Like I said, you know, as a vocalist, I was really developing every record, and you know, and I was developing a sound and a style at the same time as I was developing into being a lead singer. So I mean, I'm just thanking God for giving me the opportunity to be able to even do that, because I would have settled for far less and been just as cool.
Right, I heard that, man. I heard that. We truly appreciated what you did, too. And it was obvious because you guys' records sold. So thank you so much for your contribution. We truly appreciate it.
Well, guys, it's just amazing to have a brother like him on and sharing his story. And it was absolutely amazing. So thanks, Steve Arrington, and much love from your sister from your home state, Alisa Gomez Taylor. All right, guys, so we got to keep this music going, and I'm so blessed because of this interview. I can't remember getting so much detail from an artist in a long time, and he just really, really came with it, right? Thanks, Steve Arrington. And I love you, brother, and appreciate you very much. And next time you're in Texas, let's get together again. I enjoyed meeting you and your wife the last time you were here. All right, guys, so here we go. We're going to get into our indie artists. And thanks again for everything that you guys do. We have about another hour and 14 minutes, so we're going to just chill. It's about good music, good company, and good food.
If it thunders or rains, I'm sailing on a cloud, riding a shooting star. not so far if I fly.
me like nobody else can. You put it down like a real man. Baby, you look so good. You care and it shows just what you feel for me. And I want you to know that you are appreciated. Everyone, so keep on loving me this way. That's why I got to say, I find myself into you.
beautiful song by Jean-Louis Ponty. Whoa, that's called Mirage. And it's a beautiful song. And I just love this music that I get the opportunity to play for you guys and be blessed at the same time. It's just a beautiful thing. I grew up playing Latin jazz and progressive jazz, all that stuff from Return to Everett and Billy Cobham and all those guys. I was just running after what that feeling was that they were sharing with us as they were playing. I said, I want some of that. I got to have it. And I went after it, man. And you know what? God had other plans for me. I ended up being a pop R&B drummer. But you know, my heart was going after that progressive jazz, and I still love it just as much. My commitment is there in terms of loving to listen to it and loving how it makes me feel when I hear it and wanting to play it still. My animals don't really like it when I practice on my drums, so it makes it difficult for me to practice. I have my drums up in the studio, but they have this unbelievable, like, bionic ears, and they hear everything, and they, you know, it hurts them. So I have to wait until, you know, Gayla takes them out for a ride, and then I can practice. And then at that point, hopefully I feel like practicing, right? Good gracious, I tell you, it's always something. If it's not the kids, it's the animals. Get in the way. But it's all good. Anyway, I hope you guys are being blessed and all is good for you. We are just enjoying this beautiful time together here on Solar Records Radio. It is a gift and an opportunity to still be here and be blessed that God is looking out for us and keeping us. And so do something positive with this time and energy that you have as you're on this planet Earth that was made for us. Do something inspirational. Love on somebody that needs it. Maybe forgive someone who needs you to forgive them. Maybe just be a blessing indirectly to yourself by doing something good for others. You just, you know, I'm going to tell you, you do know, because don't you remember for the ones that are older and had children, don't you remember when you got gifts for them for Christmas and you saw them when they were opening their packages and you could see the joy on them? How did it make you feel? It made you feel amazing that you were able to bless them like that. Well, that's the same thing for others. You could be a blessing for them by doing something wonderful or forgiving or just loving them right where they are. So open your hearts, you know, to people, especially our elderly people who really, really appreciate us. And we could just lean in and just be there to help the neighbor maybe put the trash out or bring the trash back in. Look out for our older sisters that, you know, that are struggling and need a little help, you know. Just be a blessing. Be a blessing. Maybe take dinner or something. Whatever you can do to be a blessing to each other. It's important that we come together as a human race and not be divided by deception, destruction, and confusion, but come together with love and passion and your gifts that God has blessed you with and share it with others as we know that you love to do. We know you love to either cook or whatever it is you love to do. Bless them with your music as well. My beautiful friend, Elisa, oh, she's so beautiful when she smiles and laughs and talks. All her passion just shows. She's just a sweet, natural, beautiful woman. And so, Elisa, you make people smile and happy with just your smile. So thank you so much for doing that to us here at Solar Records Radio. We all love Elisa Gomez Taylor. All right, so we're going to keep this thing going here on Solar Records Radio. We hope you got some good company. Hopefully we're providing the good music. And then on top of it, I always like to add the good food. I am some kind of food, guys. All right, so listen, I'm going to play the next song I'm going to play is Tony Monreal out of the UK. All right, so I want you to check him out. This brother is awesome, and I love watching him perform on YouTube. I have not got a chance to see him live yet due to the pandemic, so not able to go overseas. But here, I want you to check him out right here and now. This is Tony Monreal on Solar Records Radio.
and raise up my hands for all the things you've done for me. You were there to help me grow, and were there through the highs and lows, right there at my point of need. That's why I gotta say, with your love I'm so amazed. Nothing in this world can compare. That's why I love you so, and I want the whole world to know that your love is the best love in life that I've ever known. I could always call. You pick me up every time that I fall, 'cause you're right there by my side. Like a flower needs the rain, for your love I needed the pain. Without it, how would I survive? That's why I gotta say, with your love I'm so amazed. Nothing in this world can compare. That's why I.
I wrote it, L.J. Reynolds.
I found somebody that I'm gonna be with for the rest of my life. I'm so in love, I know that it's it's real. I know it's real by the way that I feel. 'Cause when you fall in love, there's a feeling you get way down deep in your heart. I'd like to thank the Lord up above for sending me somebody I truly love. And it's you and me together, together forever. Let no wall divide us. Let our love guide us. I found somebody that I can depend on to lift me up when I'm down. I can recall the day that we met. It is a day that I'll never forget. When I first saw you, I said to myself, I've got to know your name. I wrote this song for someone I love. There is that someone who I'm thinking of. And it's you and me together. Together. Let nothing separate us. It'll come between us. It's you and me together. Together forever. Let no walls divide us. Let our love. Let's stay together.
Dance with you, you're making my dreams come true. Baby,
Dana Myers, Kevin Spencer, and Richard Randolph for being a blessing on that song with me. I appreciate you guys so much. All right, guys, so listen, when I was in South Africa in the 90s, this song came out, and it was a version with the vocals. Janet Jackson was singing it, and it was just one of those songs that just really got us hooked in the studio. I mean, not in the studio, in the club. So the guy that owned the record companies that I was working for, he owned clubs as well. And so after we work in the studio, we go out, you know, into the club and just take a break. And so I go, and man, every time this song came on, it was just something so powerful about it. And I was just very proud of Janet, as I had the opportunity to work on her very first album, and she was super shy. Woo! And for her to turn around and come out with a song called That's the Way Love Goes, I'm like, what? What are you talking about? You were just a little shy little girl, and now you're talking about That's the Way Love Goes. And so I was just proud of her, because the music with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis it was awesome. It was just wonderful and stuff. And so this is another version of that song by Norman Brown, and he is a guitarist. And we are celebrating Indie Jazz Day here on Solar Records Radio, so that's where we are. Check it out here on Solar Records Radio, Norman Brown. We'll be back. Oh man, I don't want that to end. And that's one of my childhood songs, and it's a beautiful, beautiful rendition. Jaco Pastorius playing the bass, and he lost his life, and he was such an innovator when he came to Weather Report, and they did this song, and wow, what an amazing bassist he was. He was a really good drummer too, taking after his dad playing drums, and then he went on to pursue the bass because the bass player hurt himself and he couldn't play, and they had a gig, and Jaco said, well, you know, give me a couple of weeks and I'll be able to play better than the bass player we had. And they're like, what are you talking about? And Lord have mercy, that brother, he went at it. So we love you, Jaco. He was raised outside of Philadelphia, and he was born outside of Philadelphia, and then his dad moved him to Florida, and that's where he was raised, in Florida, and I think he lost his life in Florida as well, at the beach. And so, Jaco, we love you and appreciate you and miss you, brother. Thanks for bringing the game. Thanks for bringing it all the way, my brother. Thank you so much. Anyway, guys, we have only about another 20 minutes left in the show, and I'd like to thank our special guest, Steve Arrington, for a great interview earlier in the show, and to Elisa Gomez, my sister, my sweet sister, who always blesses me. Thank you, sweetheart, for opening the show for us with your song, A Sea of Love. Yes. And so, anyway, guys, you take care and enjoy your the rest of your week, as this is Hump Day. We're right in the middle of it, right? In the middle of it. So that's why I just want to chill today. Just good music, good food, good company, and just kind of relax a little bit. And let's just, we can get through this. We can do this together, you know. Sometimes things are difficult and at work, and, you know, even at home, and, you know, just whatever it is, sometimes we don't take care of ourselves the way we need to. I was told to get more rest because I was exhausted this week, and I don't, you know, and so I did. I rested up really good, and I feel much better today, and so I will encourage my friends to do the same. Take care of yourself so that no one else has to take care of you. Take care of yourself best you can. Plenty of vegetables. As we get older, we need to, you know, try to nurture our body so that it can take care of us. All right, guys. So be blessed. And thanks again for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. You know, I have this amazing man behind me here. The music you probably hear behind me, Herbie Hancock. Oh man, he is something else, and his music is something else. And so, we're gonna go out with that. All right. So God bless you, and thanks so much for being a blessing to Solar Records Radio. Good night. God bless. All right, that's my childhood song. That's the theme song right there. Stanley Clark putting it down with School Days. Anyway, those were the school days for me, literally, high school when I was playing this music. Anyway, guys, love you. Have a blessed one. May God protect you, keep you safe, and take care of you. Oh, you guys take care. We see you tomorrow on Throwback Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to post your pictures. We want to see them. All right. Peace out. Later. Catch you later.